Hey everyone, it's Justin Decker, features editor from The Wit. Today I'm here with Paul Ullman of the Rowan Geology Department. Paul, how you doing?
Doing great. Glad to be here.
All right, so you guys had a pretty massive summer for the fossil park. Sorry.
Edelman Fossil Park.
Yes. The Edelman Fossil Park. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that. Tell me what happened, what's changed.
Well, the big change for us is that we have gathered a lot of the data we've been seeking the last 2 years. Myself in particular, as part of the postdoc fellow that I was doing the last 2 years, we are on the verge of writing a very large and impactful scientific paper about the fossil park, studying the bone bed there, and we're hoping to get that published this fall. Now, that's just the beginning of research for us. There's a lot of other projects to do, but that is going to be a milestone paper for the fossil park and really put the place on the map.
And, well, you know, it is one of the largest fossil parks in New Jersey. It's one of the only. So, you know, what exactly does that entail then? You guys are you know, doing the research with Dr. Ken LaCavera. So, you know, walk me through. What does it entail?
Well, for us, myself, Dr. Kristen Vogely, postdoc in the geology department as well, we've been working with Ken LaCavera as well as a massive crew of students and volunteers to try and do this project. And it is something that will be ongoing for years, decades to come. It'll be an opportunity for students in the community to become involved in fossil excavation for years to come. But for us in particular, the last couple of years, it's been getting down into some of the nitty-gritty details of how the bones are preserved, locations, their preservation state, so things like, are they complete? Do they have bite marks on them from sharks? Things like that. And the chemistry of them as well, to try and narrow down exactly what happened to kill all the animals that are in this bone bed. And that's the subject of our paper coming out hopefully later this fall.
All right, awesome. And you guys also have, you know, community digs as well. And so that's more on the family-friendly side. You have one coming up, not this weekend, but next on the 23rd.
That's right. Our big annual community dig day is September 23rd, Saturday coming up. And when I say big, I mean big. 2,000 people are coming.
How many volunteers do you have?
We have, at the moment, 50 committed. We're hoping for twice that to run such a large event. And for us, this one's a blast. We set up the whole show. We have 4 display tables of fossils being planned. We have videos running. We have an introductory speech from Dr. Kenneth LaCavera, the director of the Fossil Park, as well as 45 minutes or more to search for your own fossils to take home.
That's so awesome. All right, and so how can people sign up for that?
We sent out an email a few weeks back, and the sign-up for that filled up in less than half an hour, all 2,000 spots. It is already full. But if you want to get into the fossil park, if you are a Rowan student, we readily take volunteers. No prior training or anything required. Reach out to the fossil park and the fossil park staff, and we will get you involved with either excavation at the quarry or with a whole lot of working with fossils in the paleo lab.
All right, and so how can you guys recruit volunteers? Can, you know, volunteers sign up? If anyone out there is looking to help out?
Yes, anybody looking to help out can go to the Fossil Park webpage, rowan.edu/fossils. There is a link in the Fossil Park website there for volunteering. And there's a little online application thing in there to enroll yourself into our email list, more or less. You can pick certain topics and things that are of more interest to you in there, and we'll get you involved as soon as we can.
All right. Awesome. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything?
Well, for the geology department, we are psyched. We are psyched to be official finally this fall. this year is a year of major growth. We've doubled the number of faculty from last year. The first two, Harold Connolly, the chair of the department, and Luke Trussell, in climate change as his topic. Myself, I'm a new member of the department in paleontology, and we've also added Jerry Rustick, who is an invertebrate paleontologist and works with paleoclimate. And next year, we're hoping to add two more faculty again. And what's really great about this fall is it's the first time we have new courses being offered. We have a course in dinosaurs, we have a course in climate change, and we have a course in space exploration. So we are recruiting hard.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. Have a good week.